B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Erevin Daf Mem. We're going to start approximately in the middle of the Omud, from where the Gemara is going back to the Mishnah. Reb Doisa Oimer Ha'ovir Efnei Ateva V'chulu. We saw in the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah, Reb Doisa ben Horkanah said on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph that the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan in the Shul, on Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, he says in the Tefillah, he says, HaChalitzeinu Hashem Elekeinu Es Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, that Hashem, you should fortify us on this day of Rosh Chodesh. Besides for mentioning Rosh Chodesh in the Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, because we know Rosh Hashanah is always on Rosh Chodesh, on the first day of Tishri, besides for that, he adds in a condition. Im Hayom, if today is Rosh Hashanah, because as we discussed in the previous sugya, Rosh Hashanah is always 2 days, because we don't really know whether the Beis Din made day 30 of Elul into Rosh Hashanah or day 31. And therefore he said, Im Hayom, Im Lemochor, if today, then fortify us today. And if today is not the real Rosh Chodesh, you'll fortify us tomorrow. And the same on the second day. He would say that you should fortify us today on Rosh Chodesh. And if it's not today, then it's yesterday. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabba, Ki avinon be Rav Huna, when we were learning by Rav Huna, Iboilon, we had the following question. Mahu lahazkir shal Rosh Chodesh b'Rosh Hashanah. Do you have to mention in the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah, do you have to mention Rosh Chodesh at all? Says the Gemara, Kiven dechalukin b'musafin, do we say that since there's a separate korban musaf for Rosh Hashanah, and there's a separate korban musaf for Rosh Chodesh, and they're both offered on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh, and therefore Amrinon, we mention in the tefillah not only Rosh Hashanah, we also mention Rosh Chodesh. Oy Dilma, maybe not. Zikorin echod oile lekan ulekan. Since the term zikorin, which is to remember, is used also for Rosh Hashanah, where it says zikorin truah, and also regarding Rosh Chodesh, it says v'hoyo lechem lezikorin. Since they're both considered zikorin, they're similar, and therefore you don't need to mention and single out Rosh Chodesh if you're already mentioning Rosh Hashanah. That was the question that we had when we were by Rav Huna. Omar Lon. So Rav Huna answered to us, Tenisua, we learned in the Mishnah, our Mishnah, Rav Doisa Oimer, Ha'ivir Yifnei Ateva, V'chulu. We saw in our Mishnah that Rav Doisa said, Ben Hurkana said that the Chazan mentions Rosh Chodesh, and Loi Hoidu, Loi Chachomim, and the Chachomim did not agree with him. So it would seem that you do not mention Rosh Chodesh. My love, Lahazkir. We assume that the Chachomim argued with Rav Doisa and said that we don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all in the davening of Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, no. The truth is the Chachomim agree with Rav Doisa that you do mention Rosh Chodesh. What are they arguing about? What's the Loi Hoidu Loi Chachomim? Loi, Lahasnois. The Chachomim did not agree with Rav Doisa that you mentioned this Tanai, this condition, where you say in the Tefillah, if today is Rosh Chodesh, fortify us today, and if not, you'll fortify us tomorrow, or yesterday. So that condition, that added Tanai, the Chachomim did not agree with Rav Doisa. But the actual mentioning of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, that they did agree. Hochanami Mistabra, it's probable. Midiktoni B'Braisa. We're now moving to a Braisa. What does it say in the Braisa? V'chein hoyo Rav Doisa oisa, the same Rav Doisa, it was his custom to do this, b'roshei chodoshim shel kol hashana kula, every single month when it was Rosh Chodesh, where he had a suffix, he had a doubt, did Beis Din say today is Rosh Chodesh or tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, which is typically what we would know 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Yossi did the same. He mentioned Rosh Chodesh on both days, and both days he added a condition, and he said, fortify us on Rosh Chodesh today, if today is Rosh Chodesh, if not, then tomorrow. And on the second day, the same condition, and he said, if not today, then yesterday. V'loi ha'idulei, and the Chachomim did not agree with him. If you say that the Machleikus there, and where the Chachomim did not agree with Abdoisa, was just about whether you should mention this condition, Mishum hachaloi haidulei, I can understand the Chachomim disagreed with Abdoisa and said, don't mention a condition. There's 2 days Rosh Chodesh. The Chachomim said that you should keep 2 days Rosh Chodesh because you don't know, and therefore both days are Rosh Chodesh. You don't need to add the tnai, the condition. If you say that the Chachomim didn't agree with Rabbi Yosi, not about the condition, they didn't agree about mentioning Rosh Chodesh at all, amai loy hoidu loy. Over there, we're not talking about Rosh Hashanah, where we'll soon see there may be a reason not to mention Rosh Chodesh. But every other month of the year, of course you mention Rosh Chodesh. Why should the Chachomim argue with Avdoisa? It must be that the argument between the Chachomim and Avdoisa is only about whether you should mention the condition. And the same applies in our Mishnah. The argument was only, should you mention the condition? But everybody agrees you do mention Rosh Chodesh. Asks the Gemara, Lomo Lile Fluge Betarati, why do we need the same argument twice? One in our Mishnah regarding Rosh Hashanah, which is Rosh Chodesh, and one in the Braisa regarding Rosh Chodesh the whole year. Why do I need to have the same argument twice? The Reb Doisa says you say a condition, the Chachomim say you don't say a condition. Says the Gemara, Tzricha, I needed to say it twice. Diyosh Milan Rosh Hashanah, if you'd only say our Mishnah, the Machleikas of Doisa and the Chachomim, but regarding Rosh Hashanah, Hava Mina, I may have thought, Behoka Omer Rabbonon, Deloi, only in the case of our Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah, there's reason not to mention the condition. Mishum da'osi lizilzulebe. If you're going to start saying, maybe today is Rosh Hashanah, maybe today is not Rosh Hashanah, maybe today is Rosh Chodesh, not Rosh Chodesh, people are going to be mezalzel. That both days are Yom Tov. And people are going to say, there's a chance that today is not really Yom Tov. And they're going to come and disregard the sanctity of Yom Tov. Aval b'roshei chodoshim shel kol hashanah kulo, but a regular Rosh Chodesh, which is a weekday, you're allowed to do all malachas on Rosh Chodesh. Maybe the Chachom agreed to Rav Doisa that you can say this condition. And if it would only tell us that the Braisa, which is the all the months of the year that there's a Machlokes, maybe Baha Ka'omar Rav Doisa, maybe only in all the other months of the year, there Rav Doisa says you say a condition. Aval Bahach. But maybe on Rosh Hashanah, he'll agree to the Rabbonon that because we do not want people to disregard the Kedusha of Yom Tov and be mezalzel in Yom Tov, maybe Rav Doisa will agree that you do not mention the condition. Tzricha, that's why we need our Mishnah to say that even on Rosh Hashanah, Rav Doisa says you do say the condition. Continues the Gemara Meisvei. Rosh, we learnt in a Braisa. Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yois B'Shabbos. It's Rosh Hashanah. It happens also to be Rosh Chodesh, because every Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh, and it's also Shabbos. What does it say in the Braisa? Bishamai Oimrim Mispalil Eser. Bishamai say that in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, which is on Shabbos, you say 10 brachis. Now, every Shemoneh Esrei starts with 3 brachas and finishes with 3 brachas. The question is what's in between. A regular Shabbos has 1 bracha in the middle. There's only 7 brachas on Shabbos. A regular Rosh Hashanah in Musaf has 3 brachas. Malchiyos, Zichroinos, Shofros. Altogether, 9 brachas. Bishamai say, if it's Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, then there's 10 brachas. Because Shabbos is a bracha on its own. Rosh Hashanah is 3 brachas, Malchiyos, Zichroinos, Shofros. Shabbos, as every Shabbos, has a bracha on its own. Plus the 3 at the beginning, 3 at the end, that's 10 brachas. They say you only mention 9 brachas. The middle 3 brachas, Malchus, Zechronus, Shofros, and Shabbos is going to be mentioned in one of those brachas. We're also going to mention Shabbos, but Shabbos does not have a bracha on its own. Says the Gemara. That's what we saw in a Braisa. Says the Gemara. V'im Isa. If it's true that everybody agrees you have to make some mention of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, the discussion was whether you make a condition, but you do have to mention Rosh Chodesh, then Bishamai Achas Esrei Miboyele. Then according to Bishamai, not only is Shabbos going to have its own bracha, but Rosh Chodesh, which has to be mentioned, also deserves its own bracha, and then you'll have a total of 11 brachas. Omar Abzeira says no. Shani Rosh Chodesh mitoich shekoilel leshachris va'arvis koilel nami b'musafin. Rosh Hashanah, this Rosh Hashanah, where it's clear that we had a discussion regarding Musaf. A Musaf, Shabbos has its own Musaf, Brocha, and Rosh Hashanah in Musaf has Malchus, Zichronis, and Shofros. So there's a discussion whether Shabbos is a Brocha on its own or not. But regarding Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Chodesh, what's with Shachris? What's with Meiriv? What's with Mincha? What's with the other tefillos? Where there's no Malchus, Zichronis, Shofros, there's only one Brocha in the middle. And in that one bracha, we are koilel. We mention Rosh Chodesh in the same bracha as the bracha for Rosh Hashanah, the middle bracha. And since for the other tefillos in Rosh Hashanah we mention Rosh Chodesh within the bracha of Rosh Hashanah, and we does not have a separate bracha, so to even Musaf, we do not give an extra bracha for Musaf. However, if it's also Shabbos, Shabbos deserves its own bracha. And even though, according to Bishamai, Shabbos is mentioned a bracha on its own, even though they agree that with Shachris and Meiriv, you're not going to have a separate bracha for Shabbos, it's only by Musaf. However, there's a fundamental difference between Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, because Shabbos, every tefillah has a bracha for Shabbos. And therefore, over here, when it comes to the Musafin, Bishamai say Shabbos has an independent bracha. But Rosh Chodesh, Shachris and Meiriv of Rosh Chodesh never has its own bracha. It's just a Yalev Yovoy. And if it's on Shabbos, it's mentioned together with Shabbos. If it's not on Shabbos, it's not bracha at all. It's only in Yalev Yovoy. So you see that Rosh Chodesh, whenever it's with anything else, it never has its own bracha. And therefore, over here, Bishamai will say that we include it into the brachas of Rosh Hashanah. However, Shabbos, which is a significant bracha on its own right, Bishamai say, even in Rosh Hashanah, we give it its own bracha, we do not include it in the bracha of Rosh Hashanah. Asks the Gemara, Mi Isle le Bishamai Koilel? Do Bishamai agree with the concept of one bracha, one topic, one mention, a zecher, namely Rosh Chodesh, is included in another one, included together with Rosh Hashanah? We're going to soon see in a braisa, Votanya in a braisa, that Bishamai do not hold of the concept of koilel. Rosh Chodesh echol yeis b'Shabbos. Any Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos. Bishamai omrim, mispalil shmoino. Bishamai say that if it's Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, talking about the Musaf on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Mispalil Shmoino, you have an extra bracha. You have three brachas before, three brachas after, the one bracha for Shabbos and another bracha separately for Rosh Chodesh. Or Bishilil Omer, Mispalil Sheva, Bishilil say, you just say seven brachas, and you mention Rosh Chodesh in the middle bracha together with Shabbos. So you see clearly that Bishamai hold that you do not say that Rosh Chodesh is kolul with Shabbos. If so, here too, Rabbi Shammai should not hold that Rosh Chodesh is included into the brachas of Rosh Hashanah. And in the same way as Bishamai say that Shabbos deserves its own independent bracha, so too Rosh Chodesh should deserve its independent bracha. And if it has its own bracha, then you have 11 brachas, not 10 brachas. And the Gemara says, Kashya, it's a question and it needs an answer. It's apparent, and it's a very big discussion and a complicated discussion in the Rishonim here, but it seems that Beis Shammai, who indeed say that on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, or Rosh Hashanah, you only make 10 brachas, and it's not because they hold that you're koilel. They don't hold that you have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, and they just incorporate it into the middle brachas. No. Bishamai actually hold that on Rosh Hashanah you do not need to mention Rosh Chodesh at all. Not like we saw Rav Doisa in the Mishnah, and not like the Chachomim who agreed with Rav Doisa that you have to mention Rosh Chodesh. They just said you don't mention the condition, but they agree you mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Where do you mention it? Bichlal, together with the other brachas. Bishamai, who do not hold of this concept of Bichlal, and nonetheless they say that you only have 10 brachas, it must be that according to Bishamai, you do not need to mention Rosh Chodesh at all on Rosh Hashanah. And that's going to be quite important for Gemara later on. Continues the Gemara. V'koilel atzmoi tanoihi. The concept of whether you can include remembering one thing in another bracha, for example, remembering Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, or when you have 2 days together, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, or Shabbos and Chol HaMoed, that you mention both in one bracha, That seems to be a machlokes tanoim. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Shabbos shecholiy is b'Rosh Chodesh. If you have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh on the same, Rosh Chodesh was on Shabbos. Oy b'choliy shel moed, or if you've got Shabbos on Chol HaMoed, then Arvis, Shachris, or Mincha, the three tefillos, Ma'ariv, Shachris, and Mincha, Mispalel Kedarkoi Sheva, he just davens the regular Shabbos brachis, the seven brachis. The Va'omer me'enu ha'ma'ura ba'avoda. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh, and you don't mention Chol HaMoed in the middle bracha. You only mention it, what we call Yalev Yovoi in the bracha of Ratzei in Avoda. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Boidor. Rabbi Eliezer says you mention it not in Ratzei, you mention it in Moedim, but you do not mention it in the middle bracha. If you didn't mention Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh, then you have to daven Shmoneh Esrei again. Uba Musafin, and the Musaf of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Maschilin B'Shel Shabbos. You start the bracha as you would a regular Shabbos Musaf, the middle bracha. Umasayim B'Shel Shabbos, and you mention Shabbos at the end of the bracha. Voimer Kedushas Hayayim B'Emtza. And you mention, in Musaf, you mention either the Rosh Chodesh or the Chol HaMoed in the middle of that bracha, which means you are Kailal. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Oish, Rabbi Yechon ben Baraika Oimrim, they argue, and they say, Kol Mokim Shezokuk L'Sheva, wherever you have seven brachas, which means even Shachris, and Mincha, and Ma'ariv, not just Musaf, they say that you always mention the Rosh Chodesh or the Chol HaMoed in the middle of your kailal it, you include it in the bracha of Shabbos, not just with Musaf. With Musaf, we have to mention it there because there's a separate carbon Musaf for Rosh Chodesh and a separate carbon Musaf for Chol HaMoed, a separate carbon Musaf for Shabbos. But the other tefillos, we do not mention, according to the Tanakhama, we do not mention them at all, Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. And according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Oish, Rabbi Yechon ben Baraika, you have to mention it in all the tefillos. So you see that this concept of being kolel, of including one zechira within another bracha, is the machlokes tanoim. Says the Gemara, "May have halo. What's the halacha of all this?" Omer of Chizda. Rav Chizda says, not like Rav Doisa, not like the Chachomim of Rav Doisa, but like we explained before, Beis Shammai, Zikoroin Echod Oileloi Lekan Ulekan. Since both Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah are called Zikoroin, you do not mention Rosh Chodesh at all on Rosh Hashanah. You don't even mention it. V'chein Omer Rabba, Zikoroin Echod Oileloi Lekan. Rabba also says that the halacha is, you do not mention Rosh Chodesh at all in the tefillah, in the musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Continues the Gemara. Va'omar Rabba, ki avinu be Rav Huna. Again, Rabbi is saying, when we went to visit Rav Huna, Iboilon, we had the following question. Ma'u loimar zman b'Rosh Hashanah b'yom Kippurim. Do you say the bracha of Shechayonu on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur? Kiven de mizman lizman osi. Do we say, since they come periodically, it's just once a year, it's not all the time you do say it. Oy Dilma, no. Kiven deloy ikru regalim. Since we do not find that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are called irregel, they're called a yomtiv, loy omrinon, you do not say shechayonu. Loy have a biyodi. Rav Huna didn't have a clear answer for us. Ki asoi be Rav Yehuda. When we went to Rav Yehuda, Omar, he said as follows, ano akaro chadeton nami aminazman. Even when we receive a new vegetable called karo, type of a pumpkin, it's not available all year round, it just happens, it's seasonal, and therefore we say shechayonu. So why should Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur be different? Omar Lei, so he answered back to him, Roshus loikami boili. We didn't ask, do we have permission to say Shechionu? You're certainly allowed to say Shechionu. The question is, ki komi boyeli choiv omai. Do we have to say Shechionu or not? Omele Rav Shmuel, the Omer Tarvayu, he said back to him, Rav Shmuel, the Omer Tarvayu, they both say, ein oimer zman elo b'sholish regalim. You only say Shechionu, you only have to say Shechionu on Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, not Rosh Hashanah, not Yom Kippur. Asks the Gemara, Meisvei. And this is based on a pasuk. The Pasuk in Kehelet says as follows, Ten chelek l'shiva, give a part to seven, v'gam, and not only seven, and also l'shmoinot to eight. So Rabbi Eliezer explains, where do we have a seven being associated with an eight? Rabbi Eliezer says, Shiva elu zaynim e'bereshis, that there's a part of 7 days which has a unique day, namely Shabbos. Shmoina, there's another sequence of 8 days that has a unique day, elu ches yimei mila, that the eighth day is the day that you do the bris mila. Rabbi Shua argues the Rabbi Eliezer and explains it differently. Shiva elu shiva yimei Pesach. There are 7 days of Pesach. Shmoina, what are the eight? Shmoina elu shmoina yimei achag. There's 8 days of Sukkos, including Shmini Atzeres. Ukoshoimir vegam, the Pasuk says, ten chelek l'shiva vegam l'shmoina. What's the vegam and also? Not only seven, not only eight, but also the rabbis to include Atzeres, which is Shavuos, v'Rosh Hashanah, v'Yom HaKippurim, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But we don't know, according to Yeshua, what we're referring to here. My love, can we not assume we're talking about Lizman? Saying Shechayonu, you say Shechayonu on Pesach, you say Shechayonu on Sukkos, and also on Shavuos, also Rosh Hashanah, also Yom Kippur. We have proof, you say Shechayonu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara Loi. It's not talking about saying Zman, rather Lebracha. It's whether you mention in the Tefillah, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. Do you mention the Yom Tov when you make the end of the Bracha in the Tefillah? And Rabbi Shua held that every single day of Pesach and every single day of Sukkos and Rosh Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you mention the Yom Tov in the bracha. Hachanami Mistabra, it's very logical that that's what Rabbi Shua means, and he's not talking about the bracha of Shechayonu. Dizal kedai tach l'zman, if he were talking about Shechayonu, zman kol shiva mi'ika, he says that shiva is 7 days of Pesach. Do you say Shechayonu all 7 days? Says the Gemara, that wouldn't be proof. It could be Rabbi Shua is talking about saying Shechayonu. You want to know why he uses seven? Holoi kashya. That's not a question. The Pasuk is alluding to a halacha that says that on any of the 7 days you could say Shechayonu in the event that you didn't say Shechayonu before that. You didn't manage to say Shechayonu on the first day. You say on the second day, until the last day, you could say Shechayonu. Ulayoyim Ochra, and even on the very last day of Pesach or Sukkos, if you didn't say Shechayonu before, you can still say Shechayonu. Says the Gemara, okay, mikol mokim bi'inon kais. To say Shechayonu, you need to have a kais. You need to say it with a cup of wine. And a cup of wine was typically only available on the first day of Yontov. They didn't have wine all the days of Yontov. So how could you suggest that Rabbi Shua is talking about 7 days that you can say Shechayonu on any of them? You cannot. You can only say Shechayonu on the first day. Not that you can't say it on the other days. As far as the halachos of Shechayonu are concerned, you could say it any of the days, but practically you can't do it for 7 days because they didn't have wine. Says the Gemara, Leimim Asieli Rav Nachman. So this would be proof to Rav Nachman that indeed Rabbi Shua is talking about Shechayonu, and you can say it all 7 days. And you're right that wine is not available all 7 days, and it's proof to what Rav Nachman said. To Omer Rav Nachman, Zman Oimri Afilu B'Shok, you can say the Broch of Shechayonu even when walking in the marketplace without a cup of wine. Says the Gemara, Holoi Kasha, I don't understand what your problem was to start with the wine. De'ikle Leikois. The part, according to Rabbi Shua, it's talking about Shechayonu, that you can do it any day. You're asking, you need a kais. We're talking about that a kais became available for you. The fact that often a kais was not available on the other days doesn't mean that the other days are exempt from Shechayonu. The pasuk that says, ten chelek l'shiva v'gam l'shmoina is talking about Shechayonu on any days in the event that you have a cup of wine. Says the Gemara, okay, so you're suggesting that the Pasuk according to Rabbi Shua is talking about Pesach, Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shavuos, then all of them you say Shechayonu. And you're saying that what we just said now, that you need a kais, not like Rav Nachman. You need a kais, and we're talking about you make Shechayonu when the kais is available. Hotin Echatzeres, Pesach and Sukkot and even Shavuos, I can understand. You'll get a kais, you'll have a kais, you'll say Shechayonu. Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim, heich, v'Rosh Hashanah I can also understand. Yom Kippurim heich Ovid, we have a problem with Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you're going to say Shechayonu. When do you say Shechayonu? Sometime right at the beginning of Yom Kippur. Or whenever you accept Yom Kippur upon yourself. You're going to do that on a cup of wine. You're going to have a challenge. Are you allowed to drink wine on Yom Kippur? You're not allowed to drink anything on Yom Kippur. Heicha Ovid, how can you make Shecheyonu on Yom Kippur with wine? Imavarech olei v'shosilei. Is he, are you going to say he's making the bracha of Shecheyonu and then he's going to drink it, which is what we would do on any Yom Tov? Kiven d'omar zman. As soon as he says Shecheyonu, kiblo olei. It's as if he's received upon himself the halachas of the Yom Tov. V'osar olei. And as soon as he's received on himself the halachas of Yom Kippur, he's no longer allowed to drink. Da'omar le Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba le Rav, in a different Gemara in Maseches Brachos Daf Chav Zayin, over there, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba asked Rav, that Rav, mi bodlus, have you separated yourself from making, from allowing yourself to do the malachas of Shabbos even before Shabbos? Va'omar le, and he responded, in, yes, Badilna, even though according to the letter of the law it's not yet the last minute of Shabbos, but I received Shabbos before Shabbos, and from that point on I have to keep all the halachas of Shabbos. So to Yom Kippur, as soon as you say Shechayonu, you have to keep all the halachas of Yom Kippur, which includes not drinking. Says the Gemara of Livrei Cholei V'Linche, you're going to say make Shechayonu on the kois and then don't drink the kois, just leave the kois. That's also not correct. Hamavarich tzorich sheitim. There's halacha that somebody who makes a bracha on a kais, then it's inappropriate not to drink some of the kais. Just to leave the kais aside, it's not. It's a zilzul. Says the Gemara, leisvei liyunuka. Maybe you can give it to a child to drink. And as far as the zilzul of the kais, in order not to disregard the kais, that would be sufficient. Les hilchaser kervacha. But on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to give it to a child? Are you allowed to give a child to drink on Yom Kippur? We don't paskin like Rav Acha. Rav Acha says that you can't drink on Yom Kippur. You can let the child drink on Yom Kippur. But we don't paskin like that. We say that because Dilma Osi Le Misrach, if you make this child who's obviously old enough to drink the wine, and he's old enough to have chinuch of Yom Kippur, if you're going to allow him to drink wine, he's going to drink wine even when he's older, when he has to fast, and therefore you're not allowed to give it to a child of that age to drink. So says the Gemara, my havalo. So what are we left with now? Obviously, if we hold of Rav Nachman that you do not need a kais, then the issue with Yom Kippur is solved. But what's the conclusion? Says the Gemara, Shadru Rabbonon Rav Yema Saba, the Rabbonon sent Rav Yema Saba Kameder of Chizda to Rav Chizda, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and they wanted Rav Yema to go and see what's Rav Chizda going to do with Shecheyonu. Is he going to say Shecheyonu Rosh Hashanah? Is he not? Omrulei Zil Chozi, they said, the Chachomim said to Rav Yema, go Chozi and see Heicha Ovid Uvda, see what he's going to do with regarding Shecheyonu. To Eimelon, and then come and tell us what Rav Chizda did. Ki Chazye, when Rav Chizda noticed Rav Chizda realized Rav Yema wasn't here just out of the blue. He's here, he's checking up, he's trying to learn something. And he said this expression, Deluya l'retiva rafsalei beduchta. When you see a person lifting up a very damp piece of wood, you know that he wants to do something in this place. You know that he's not lifting up the wood in order to use it for firewood, because you cannot use a wet piece of wood for firewood. He obviously wants to use the place, which was an expression, so to say. Rav Chizda said to Rav Yema, I know you're here for a purpose. You didn't come here just out of the blue. Aisalei kasa de chamra, they brought to Rav Chizda a cup of wine. Kaddish, he made kiddish for Omar Azman, and he said Shecheyonu. V'hilchasa, and the halacha is indeed Omer Zman, you do say Shecheyonu b'Rosh Hashanah b'Yom Kippurim, even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. V'hilchasa, the halacha is Zman Omer afilu b'Shuk. You say Shecheyonu but you do not need a kais for shechiyanu. The halacha is that you can say shechiyanu even in the marketplace without a kais, and it's almost apparent from the fact that the halacha is you say shechiyanu even on Yom Kippur. We didn't find any way out. How do you say shechiyanu on Yom Kippur if you need a kais? It must be that you do not need a kais to say shechiyanu, like Rav Nachman said. And in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.